Photo Profit. Make more profit in your photography business.
Hey guys, Brent Chan, welcome back to another Photo Profit episode. This is part two of a three-part series of how to go pro using Facebook ads. Now, if you didn't hear part one, go back to the previous Photo Profit podcast and video where I've got world's number one photography business coach, Bernie Griffiths, with me. And Bernie, in today's episode, part two of the three-part series, we're going to jump into how to put this ad together and start generating those leads and those people calling you. So right now we're looking at an ad over here. If you didn't hear about it in part one, the end of part one, it's just an incredible ad. Bernie, tell me a little bit about this ad.
Well, this ad, as we mentioned before, it's got such a big reach, nearly 40,000. It's 38,074 people reached. This has been boosted. It's just a boosted ad, $50 the photographer spent, with 396 comments and 103 shares.
Wow, that's crazy, eh? I mean, that is just incredible. 103 shares from an ad that he boosted. I mean, people are sharing it with their friends, and he's getting real customers from this ad, and he's going out and photographing them, and he's making an average of $700 if he's photographing at their home with barely any overhead. So this is just incredible. So let's jump through the steps, Bernie, of what do you need to do to create Facebook ads like this that are as effective as this one?
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a step-by-step process. The first thing is to get customers in front of the camera, we need to give them a reason, okay? So the reason, we can give them many different ones, but let's start with a genre because we need a target. Now, a genre could mean newborn babies, could be pets and their kids, it could be families, it could be classic cars, photographing the family with classic cars. I've got 16 listed in the workbook when I work with my clients. So the beauty of that is we've got a target. Now, let's supposing we say dogs and their kids is our target. So we quite simply put on our ad in capital letters, wanted, dogs and their kids. So that's the target, right? Now, we're looking for them. So they see, yeah, I've got dogs and kids. Why are you looking for us? Well, we're looking for you, or we're looking for dogs and the kids to photograph because we are expanding our website gallery. So there's the reason. You want them because you want to extend your website gallery with dogs and kids on. The third step is, okay, so I understand why you want us to photograph. The consumer is saying, what do we have to do? It just says, fill in the link below. Just go to the link below, fill in the form. Simple as that. So they go to a form, and that form, you just ask for their name, email address, phone number, kids' names, dog's name, and just collect a bit of information. There's one other thing. You have to encourage them a little bit more. Complimentary photography session and free print as a thank you. So what we're saying is it won't cost you anything. You get a complimentary photography session. In other words, I'm willing to spend my time to extend my gallery on my website. And as a thank you to you, I'm going to give you a complimentary print.
Okay, so that's where you're getting the lead to call you. You're giving them a really good excuse. Well, firstly, you're finding the, what did you call it? The genre, the reason why you're putting that ad out there. So it's this one, we've got a classic car. It could be, kids with dogs, anything like that. And then you are you're asking them for their help, right? You're looking for them. They need to call you up to help you, and then you're going to give them something in exchange, which is a free photo shoot and probably a 8x10 print or something worth a certain amount of money, and you're taking all the risk. You go and photograph them. They love more than one image. They want to buy them all, and that's where you make your profit.
Correct. Yeah, and that's the way it works. Obviously, there's a couple of ways that you can make sure you get the right customer in. You can send them to a form, and we generally use JotForm. Now, if you go to jotform.com, it's just a software where you can create forms. There's other ways of doing it, but JotForm is the most widely used. And you can get all the information, ask them any questions you want. I mean, you can ask them whether they're interested in purchasing extra photographs. you can make it a little bit harder for them so you can sort of filter out a little bit and just get the right ones. You can tell them when you want to photograph them. So you can say that these sessions will be done in your home on a Tuesday morning and a Wednesday afternoon. So that's where your lifestyle, you don't have to change things. You just tell them when you want them. So you're just standing up there saying, this is me, this is what I do, this is what I'm looking for, this is what you get, this is when we do it. Now, do you want to engage with me? So that's the first step. So from there, then it means some communication. Obviously, you've got to talk to them, preferably by phone, call them up, communicate to them what you're looking for. Send them, if you've already got a website built, great, send them to your website. Let them see what you do. Lift your positioning a little bit so you're telling them more about what you do. Send them to your Facebook page. Give yourself a lot of credibility. So all those things you should be doing now, so build up your profile in the area. And also you need a structured price list.
And I think, Bernie, we're going to get more into that in the next episode, part three of the three-part series. But can I go back to the ad?
Yeah, sure.
Can you just open that ad again? I just want to read what it said there, because there's a couple of things there that I think were quite important that the listener or the viewer, if you're on, if you're watching the video, would like to know. So basically the headline is wanted for this one. This example, it's classic cars. So wanted classic cars. That's all in caps, so people see that, right?
Yep.
And you've got the producing a book, blah blah blah. The reason to actually participate, yeah. Participation is just, so they've actually got a dollar amount in here. Participation is just $49, all of which will go to charity and guaranteed inclusion in the book. So that's a feel good part, right?
Yeah,
you're paying money, it goes to a charity.
Yeah.
And then it says complimentary photography session, complimentary being in capitals. And by the way, guys, this ad, the copy of this ad, a screenshot we'll put on the website. So just go back to photoprofit.net, check this out. Complimentary photo session, and then apply over here. It's got a shortened link where you can click to go and apply. Obviously, that's the form.
Jot form, yeah.
You can use Google Forms if you want to, which is free, or like any of the, there's quite a few free ones online.
Yeah.
And then it also says below that, like page and share post. So you're actually asking them to share the post. And then it's got a great picture of a classic car and a family behind it. And also the logo of the studio or the photographer on the image. And then it's got book now below the image. And it's got a book now button, which obviously goes back to that apply here form.
Yeah. Yeah. That one of the keys is, and if you're starting off, obviously you want more likes on your Facebook page. So always ask people to like your page and share your post. People like to be directed to do things. So that's very important. And that can build up your likes. You know, you might get 6, 7, 8 a week, but that relates to 400 over a year, right? So that's what you have to keep doing. You have to keep people seeing these ads, anything you post. Just encourage people to share the post, like your page all the time.
Perfect. So another thing, Bernie, do you need to have a Facebook business page to do this?
Yeah, well, if you want to do boosted posts, get a proper page. Get a business page. Keep it separate from your private page.
Yes, and that's really easy to do, guys. You just need to create a Facebook page that you manage with your private profile. And, you know, when you're boosting this, you know, you spend $50, you said. Is there, like, do you boost it to a certain demographic? Like, can you choose the audience who's going to see this ad?
Yeah, well, good question, Brent. Again, it's step by step. The first thing it will ask you is whether you want to target a new audience, or whether they're fans of your page or likers of your page or whatever. Just tick the one that says create new audience. You need to create a new audience. Then it'll ask you all male, men, women. Choose women. Women are our target audience. Make sure, don't worry about the men. Okay? Women are the ones we want.
Yeah.
Then it'll ask you the demographic around where you are. Now, the best way we suggest, you can put individual suburbs around where you are. If you want to target what you feel are the better suburbs, you can do that. But what we found in the past, the best way is to use the drop pin. So you drop a pin where you are, and then you just do a demographic 20, 30 kilometres within where you are. So that's the next step. Now, the next step is the interests. What interests do these people have? That's why it's important when we pick the genre, we can actually target straight to those people. So in this case, this is families and their classic car. Obviously, we're looking for families with classic cars. So we can go to classic cars. We can look at, it'll come down with a drop boxes of different cars. We can put that in. We can put families. You can target the families. If you want families with two or more children or certain ages, we can do this with a boosted post. If you put in parenting, it'll come up and it'll say parents with children 0 to 12 months, parents with children 12 months to 16 months, etc. So we can really target. And we want, probably best would be two children in the family. Because if we've got two children, we know that, and if they're a little bit older, we can think, well, maybe they've got more disposable dollar, because, and we can take more variety in the photos. So this is the fantastic thing about even a boosted post. We can really target. And age group. What age group? Women do you want? Well, there again, you can put, normally we put 30 to 50. So it's all there. The target is brilliant after Facebook. That's why we love it. We use it daily. We get these results often. And it's one of the major ways that we drive, not drive, but get customers to the photographers I coach into their business.
Wow, that's crazy. If you just hold that for me, Bernie. So not only are we targeting people geographically, so you want people reasonably close to where you live because you don't want to be driving 2 hours to go shoot them. Mm-hmm. You're targeting their age, the gender, the how many kids they got, and their interests.
Yes.
Like, because obviously you only want, if you're using a classic car, you don't want to be advertising to people that aren't interested in classic cars, right? So if you got dogs and kids, you obviously want people that are interested in dogs.
Well, they've got a dog and they've got kids.
And that's what's amazing about Facebook. That's what makes it so effective is the targeting. You can laser target your right client, and that's what makes it so effective. And then also the way you've put together the ad and asking people to like and share is really smart.
If I can just say something, Brent, as well about targeting, maybe some of you out there have gone to the internet and looked up about Facebook marketing. And they may say it's better if you go to the demographic. In fact, I think you can if you go to Ads Manager. The household income, for me, that doesn't make any difference how much money they earn, because you're looking for people with want. You're not looking for people with money. You're looking for people with who want, who value photography. Those are the people you want. So that's why I don't suggest you worry about anything else except what I said. It's a simple process, right? And it's a laser target. Good way of putting it, Brent.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys. So just to summarize what we've done in episode 1 of 3, we spoke about what it actually looks like once you've got these clients and you're actually photographing them, and how one of Bernie's coaching clients is earning $700, going to a family home, photographing. Then he's going to edit the images in his car. Then he's going back into the home a half an hour later after a quick edit and selling, making $700 per average family, shooting 3 a week, which is $2,100, pretty much all in profit because he's selling the digital files. But he's getting people through Facebook ads. So that's just incredible, and anyone can do that. You don't have to be a superhero marketer or a superhero photographer. And in this episode, what we've covered so far is how to put the ad together and the actual results that you get from this ad, which is just incredible. So we can laser focus and target the right kind of audience. We can put together the right kind of offer, which is, you're looking for help, you want the right kind of people to help you, and you're giving them a photo session as a thank you for helping you. And so in the next Photo Prophet episode in the three-part series. We're going to go through what happens after people actually call you or get hold of you, fill out their Google form or what we're using?
Jotform.
Jotform.
J-O-T-F-O-R-M.
Yep. J-O-T-F-O-R-M. So using the Jotform and what do you actually do to get the photo shoot happening and then make the sale afterwards. So that's it, guys, from this Photo Prophet podcast. Please share this with anyone that you know who wants to go pro as a photographer, because I think this information is amazing. Like, I don't know why I haven't actually heard about this before, Bernie.
Well, this is the step. This is the step to start creating, you know, some financial reward for your efforts. This is the way to do it.
Mm. Right. Crazy, and it's so easy, it's so simple. Awesome, guys, that's it. Make sure you guys go to photoprophet.net to have a look at the screenshots of these ads. We're going to put quite a few ads up there that are working really well for Bernie's clients. And if people want to find out more about you, Bernie, where do they go?
They just go to my website, berniegriffiths.com.
Awesome, guys, that's it. Catch you later.
To find out more, go to photoprophet.net. Don't forget to leave Brent some feedback too.